A year ago, Governor Butch Otter created a task force to study the future of nuclear energy in the state of Idaho. The Leadership in Nuclear Energy Commission, more commonly known as the Line Commission, released an initial report in early December. The commission is scheduled to release its final report to the governor next week. EarthFix reporter Aaron Coons has been following the commission's work, and he joins us this morning. Aaron, what can we expect with that release of that report next week?
Scott, the commission will release more than 60 recommendations. They include expanding or creating a permanent commission similar to the Line Commission to oversee future projects. It also calls for enhancing the role for CAES, the Center for Advanced Energy Studies, which is a research and education program that's based in Idaho Falls, but it utilizes Idaho State University in Pocatello, Boise State University, and the University of Idaho. Other recommendations include expanding infrastructure like Highway 20 and getting a direct air service from Boise to Idaho Falls. The report would also likely include a recommendation to modify the 1995 settlement agreement between the state of Idaho and the federal government. That agreement regulates how much spent nuclear fuel can be shipped to Idaho and forces the federal government to clean up and export nuclear waste buried and stored at the INL's desert facility between Arco and Idaho Falls.
Now, that last recommendation you mentioned there has created some controversy. The Snake River Alliance spent months denouncing any effort to revisit that settlement agreement.
Yeah, that's right, Scott. Officials with the Snake River Alliance feel that Idaho is better off leaving the settlement agreement alone. That organization is a watchdog group that wants all nuclear waste out of Idaho. And I should mention, it's not just them. Former Governors Phil Batt, who signed the settlement agreement, and Cecil Andrews have been vocal about leaving the agreement alone. Even Governor Otter has said he doesn't see a reason to modify that agreement.
So, Aaron, why does the Line Commission feel revisiting the agreement then is even necessary?
Jeff Sayer, who's heading the Line group, says the INL could soon fall victim to big federal spending cuts. Because of that settlement agreement, the federal government might feel more comfortable moving the nuclear research efforts to a state that has less regulations on nuclear fuel or waste. A nuclear research laboratory like the INL needs fuel and waste to study on how to better manage the future of nuclear power plants. So I guess in short, Sayer's committee says it's important to keep all of the options on the table, and they aren't making recommendations to make Idaho a storage site for spent nuclear waste. They simply want to study it further.
So then why all this hype about potentially modifying that 1995 agreement?
Well, Sayer says the current agreement is out of date. For instance, it has a $60,000 a day penalty if the federal government doesn't remove transuranic waste, that's stuff like clothing and gloves, that are contaminated by nuclear radiation to a site in New Mexico called WIP. That means the federal government could leave the waste here in Idaho for roughly $22 million a year, which is actually less expensive than it is to ship it. What Sayer wants to do is modify that agreement to make the penalty more severe, to give the federal government more incentive to finish the job. It's possible they'll miss that target date of 2035 to remove nuclear waste already here in Idaho. But Sayer isn't ruling out the possibility of keeping that waste here in exchange for more federal spending in Idaho. Again, everything is on the table, but the Line Commission doesn't have the power to act on its own recommendations.
So what's next, then?
Well, it's widely believed the governor will turn those recommendations over to lawmakers who could start acting on some of those recommendations during this legislative session. But funding, well, it's not guaranteed, and a lot of the recommendations will require some major capital.
EarthFix reporter Aaron Coons. Aaron, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And Aaron will have more on the program Idaho Reports at 8 o'clock tonight on Idaho Public Television.